It's aggressive. It's passionate. It's faith. Faith that goes after it. Faith that holds nothing back. Close with this, as Tozer closed this chapter on the mercy of God. I invite you to listen to these two paragraphs. He writes, "Could our failure to capture the pure joy of mercy, consciously experienced, be the result of our unbelief or our ignorance or both? It was so once in Israel. I hear them record," Paul testified of Israel, "that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They failed because there was at least one thing they did not know, one thing that would have made the difference. And of Israel in the wilderness, the Hebrew writer says, 'But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.' To receive mercy, we must first know that God is merciful. And it's not enough to believe that he once showed mercy to Noah or Abraham or David and will again show mercy in some happy future day. We must believe that God's mercy is boundless, it's free, and through Jesus Christ our Lord, available to us now in our present situation. We may plead for mercy for a lifetime in unbelief, and at the end of our days, be still no more than sadly hopeful that we shall somewhere, sometime, receive it." He likens it to this. "This is to starve to death just outside the banquet hall into which we have been warmly invited. Or we may, if we will, lay hold of the mercy of God by faith, enter the hall and sit down with the bold and avid souls who will not allow diffidence and unbelief to keep them from the feast of fat things prepared for them." Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying this kind of receiving the mercy of God requires us to go all in. Not just, "I have faith that God did it before, and I have faith that God will do it one day, but God, I have faith, Jesus, I have faith," like those men who cried out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. I've got no other hope. I'm all in on you and on you alone. Have mercy. Have mercy on me." Friends, we want to take the last moments together as we would sing a closing song just to offer opportunity for you to come for prayer, to cry out to the Lord for his mercy. We believe in the Alliance that our God is a healer, that Jesus is our healer. We celebrated his salvation and mercy as we celebrated communion, but we also believe that by his stripes, Isaiah says, that healing has been purchased. And so we come in obedience to the Lord and we say, "Lord, we give ourselves fully in faith in Christ to be prayed for. We believe in the anointing of oil, as James 5 says, if anyone is sick or in need, call the elders of the church." So we're here to come and to pray for you, to anoint you with oil and to say, "God, we believe you are able. Pour out your mercy. Pour out your mercy. We trust that the God of all the universe will do what is right and good. Sometimes it's immediate divine healing. Sometimes it sets us on a journey. And sometimes he gives us enough mercy for the day. But whatever it is, may unbelief not be the thing that keeps us from receiving. May we not be on the outside of the banquet hall while the feast is going on, starving to death because we have not gone all in and said, "Jesus, whether you heal me or not, I'm all in on you. I'm all in on you. You are my only and first hope. You're not just the first one. You're my only hope. How you direct me to go other ways, I will, but you're my only hope. My faith is in you and in you, O Lord. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy on me." It may be a physical need. It may be an emotional or mental need. It may be that there is even this man who brought his son who needed deliverance. Maybe there's some torment that's just going on in your life. We believe the Lord sets people free. Maybe it's a sin issue that you just are trying to deal with and struggle. Whatever the need is, whatever you say, God, have mercy. Have mercy. We want to open up this time to be able to do that. Either I or Aaliyah, depending on how the need is for prayer, will dismiss you at the end of this. But as you would go, if there is not a prayer need that you have, we would ask that you just go quietly and fellowship outside in the entryway to keep it quiet in here for those who would desire to receive the mercy of God. So as the worship team would come to lead us in this closing song, let me just pray for us and ask for the Holy Spirit's movement in this time of prayer. Father, we come to you, acknowledging our need. Lord, all of us have some need for your mercy to break through in, for your power to be displayed in, for your love to be demonstrated in. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence with us, and we welcome your movement in our midst. Father, even where we may struggle with faith or belief, may we even be like the man who brought his son and said, I believe, I have faith. Help me even in my unbelief. We thank you, Father, that you don't require perfect faith, but you require us just to place our faith in Jesus. Help us. Be merciful to us. Move in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, and even after we are dismissed, if there are needs for the mercy of God to touch, we invite you to come for prayer.
Holy One, oh, may So may the Lord bless you as you go in his presence. May you receive his new mercies every morning. Father God, I just ask that you would bless each and every one of us as we go. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies. We thank you for your love, Jesus. Lord, we ask that it would transform us and that your mercy would flow out of us to the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.